understand what your reflection is.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you know, as when my mother-in-law first came to Geneva to visit us, I said to her, Christina, don't breathe too much because you have to pay to breathe here as well. But funnily enough, the toilets are not that expensive. It's like one franc, some of the toilets are. So it's a token fee. I understand the point of when something is free, what's economic principle, when something is free, it is used inappropriately, while just putting a token fee creates the need, so to speak. That's a bad way of explaining, I apologize, but it helps in using the services correctly, let's say. What I could suggest as a compromise or something, as an intermediate solution, is that find a form of words where we identify it as freely available, but only to passengers. So something like a sufficient number of freely accessible toilets to traveling passengers or to persons with tickets, something like that, so that you capture the purpose of this, and that is to show that. I think this is also related, and I apologize, I see that the Russian Federation has put up its flag. I think this is also related to your first point, Mr. Chair, on referring to appropriate international passenger-facing facilities. I'm not sure whether it would be okay, probably, maybe I've put it in the wrong place. The point is, from what I understood from your comment, was the point was to have it for international passengers, because this is what we're doing. But by doing that, you are creating a form of segregation as well. Are you saying that the infrastructure manager should provide, the station manager, sorry, should provide these services only for the for the international passengers in the station? Because that could mean that, okay, we have two waiting rooms, for example, one for international passengers, which are climate controlled, putting aside your comment on that, and another one for everybody else. Or you have freely, you have to pay if you're not an international passenger to go to the toilet, for example. So I think the concept of this was to create the facility, the hub, and who transits through the hub, as a passenger, of course, but who transits through the hub also to connect to local services, could have equal access to all the facilities that are in there. So I don't know if I'm complicating things. I didn't mean to do that, but I think we need to understand, also I need to understand, when you insert the international, why it is you insert the international, why you want that inserted into the text. Apologies for causing difficulties. Thank you.